Block 671 to Jansen Beach.
Hello, 671. How can I help you?
Hey, so I just refused a passenger to board. He clearly has urinated himself, and he is intoxicated at the Fremont stop, and I, you know, was trying to be as polite and discreet about it as possible. I just told him that he needed to dry out before I could move on because it was a biohazard, and he told me that I would regret that and that the next time he saw me, he was going to shoot me in the head, and so I closed my doors and drove away. You know, I thought I should let you know.
Copy. I'm sorry that he said that to you and treated you like that. Can you give me a description of him, please?
Yeah, I would guess him to be in his 50s. He had a stocking cap on, like a puffer kind of jacket, dark color. He had jeans and boots. He is a black male. I would say probably a little over 6 foot and very, very thin.
671, I apologize. My battery died, but I got black male, 50s stocking cap, dark puffer coat, dark jeans, and what else was there?
No, his jeans were just normal blue jeans, like an acid wash jeans, and then he had on boots, and he's probably, I guess him to be a little over 6 foot tall, but the thing I noticed about him was he was very, very thin, and so that kind of stands out, and like I said, he was intoxicated, you could smell the alcohol, and he had a slightly slurred speech, and he had a little black grocery bag, like plastic grocery bag, with what looked like cans-sized items inside, but I couldn't tell. Obviously, it's not see-through, but it's a black grocery bag with him.
I copy. Well, again, I'm sorry that he said that to you and acted that way. Probably because he's intoxicated, but I'll put out a message to the other buses, and I hope you have a good rest of your night.
Thank you. Yeah, and I just told him that as soon as he dried out a little bit that, you know, we could let him on the bus, but I couldn't let him on wet like that because you could tell he literally must have just wet himself, so.
I copy. Well, I got that information, and I hope you have a good rest of your night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll be clear at 1604.